The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 14th chapter of Hosea, you hear these words. Those who are wise understand these things. Those who are discerning know them. Almighty and righteous God, we hear your prophet's call for more than an educated thinking as we go through a process for the first time in Missouri's history. But it is a call for which we are gathered. And at such a time, you do require wisdom and discernment of us, which is rarer than education. For what good is our knowledge if we do not know what to do with it? Yet it is wisdom that brings insight and a moral clarity to understand what is truly required of us. As we seek to walk upright in this special session, help us to make it your way, O Lord. And may you, who is truly omniscient, grant to us such a needful wisdom. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I hope it carries for 15 days.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hegeman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schaff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, the joint proclamation that called us into special session has been distributed. Mr. President, for the benefit of the body, Megan Sanchez from KRCG 13, Mark Wilson from the Jefferson City News Tribune, Christian Gooden from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, all been granted permission to take photos and videos in the Senate chamber today.
And shall be noted. Senator McCall.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions, and I'd ask you recognize me for a resolution.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions. Senator McCall.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. I'm sending it forward. I ask that it be read, and I would move for its adoption.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1, be it resolved by the Senate of the 99th General Assembly, second regular session, that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened in the first special session of the second regular session and is ready for consideration of its business. Respectfully submitted, Adrian D. Krause, Secretary of the Senate.
Senator from Cole, do you care to explain your resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the duly convened resolution, and once again, I would move for its adoption.
You heard the motion made by the Senator from Cole. All those in his senators are to be heard. His senators are to be heard. Hearing none, Senator from Cole, we recognize and close on your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Motion carries. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a second resolution. I am sending it forward, and I'd ask that it be read.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 2. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 99th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first special session of the second regular session, that the rules adopted by the 99th General Assembly, second regular session, as amended insofar as they are applicable, be adopted as the temporary rules for the control of the deliberations of the Senate of the 99th General Assembly, first special session of the second regular session, until permanent rules are adopted.
Senator McCullough, do you care to explain your resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, this establishes the rules, which are the rules we've been operating under from the previous session, and I would move for its adoption.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Cole. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize closed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Cole. Does all those in favor of that motion say aye? All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Motion carries. Introduction of guest. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to introduce my wife, Claudia Kehoe.
Let's please welcome the guest from the Senator from Cole to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction of guest. Senator from Butler, I thought you would rise. What purpose you rise?
I had a momentary lack of brain power there. My wife's with us today on your right and my left. My wife, Elaine, from Poplar Bluff. She drove up here today.
Let's please welcome the wife of the Senator from Butler to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction of guest. Senator from Newton, what purpose you rise?
Mr. President, for the last time, the highest maintenance woman in Missouri, my wife, Patty Richard.
Would the highest maintenance lady in Missouri please rise and be recognized? Introduction of guest, Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of a very special guest.
Please proceed, Senator.
President, on my left and to your right is my wife, Michelle, who's come here for the last day of session as well. Please make her feel welcome.
Please welcome the wife from the Senator from Johnson to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction of guest. Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Introduce my wife, but she's not here.
She shall be recognized, Senator. Shall be recognized. Introduction of guest. The chair would like to introduce my wife to the Missouri Senate Chamber. So if you'd please rise and be recognized by the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction of guests. Hearing none. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Hearing none. Resolutions. Hearing none. Concurrent resolutions. Hearing none. Do we do introductions? Introduction of bills. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
President.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, we are waiting for messages from the House. You're welcome to stay, as always. I will be making a recess motion until 7 p.m. in a few minutes to come back and accept those messages. You don't have to be here. You're welcome to be here. And two, Mr. President, to clarify the adjournment motion from the previous session and the adjournment motion I'll make later on today, for May 25th at 10 a.m., it will be a technical session in nature. You're welcome to come.
But we will just gavel in and gavel out as per meeting constitutional need. And then I will adjourn the normal session at that time until May the 30th, which is when we'll come in and do the bill signing and end the normal session. And that's when we'll actually adjourn from the session we just finished with, sine die. I will also make, if needed, a technical session for this special session at that time on May 30th until a time we know, and if we know, we have to come back in the building. So for clarification on the 25th, technical in nature, you're welcome to come. The appropriations chair did not put any money in for me in the budget to get paid for technical sessions, so I should have filibustered the budget. But I will be making a recess motion till 7 p.m., and you don't need to stay. We will be here to accept the messages from the House.
The Senate is on the order of business of announcements. Announcements. Hearing none. Senator McCaul.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand in recess until 7 p.m. this day.
The Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand in recess until 1900 this day. All those in favor of that motion say aye. All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The Senate will stand in recess till 7 p.m. this day.
Fired the Senator. The Senate is back in session. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages in the House? If so, I'd ask them to please be read.
If there are messages, Secretary, please read the message.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 1. House Resolution Number 1, be it resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 99th General Assembly, Second Regular Session, inform the Senate that the House duly convened in the first special session of the Second Regular Session on Friday, May 18, 2018, and is convened in full session and ready for consideration of its business. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumbliss, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my right and your left is my daughter, Maggie, who is home for the summer as a student from the University of Arkansas, and also the consummate intern, Leo Lutz, who never leaves our side, from California, Missouri, who is a student at Georgetown out in Washington, D.C. I'd like the Senate to make these two young people feel welcome in the chambers today.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until Friday, May 25th at 10 a.m.
The Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand adjourned until Friday, May 25th at 10 a.m. Discussion? Senator 13th, you like that?
I love it.
Okay. All in favor, say aye. Opposed, say no. We are adjourned.